Thank you, Sam. And now on to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording. A city charity specialising in beer brewing and bread baking has found a new home after a huge sinkhole thwarted its operation in 2023. The team at Equal Brewery were left devastated when they lost access to the former Independence Matters site run by Norfolk County Council in Ipswich Road. "We had to evacuate when a huge sinkhole opened up right by the entrance," said charity founder Bill Russell. "The whole centre closed and we were left homeless." Bill revealed that the social enterprise, which teaches people with learning difficulties to bake bread and brew beer, has found a new home. He continued, "After some false starts, we've got a new location for the brewing part of our operation, a disused shipping container at Whitlingham Country Park. And the Tesco's at Harford Bridge kindly said that we can use their bakery once a week too, and we baked our first batch of loaves last week." However, Bill pointed out that the project still faces many challenges before it can open.
Long service and retirement certificates have been presented to a group of men who have spent a total of 620 years working on the railways in Norwich and Norfolk. It happened at the annual Norwich Loco Welfare Fund reunion, which also hosted the ASLEF Branch Presentation Awards on behalf of the General Secretary. Reunion organiser Chris Pearson said the event at Sprouts and Sports and Social Club was well attended by both serving and retired colleagues. "It was a great opportunity for colleagues, past and present, to get together, and as time moves on, the reunions become more important than ever." The certificates were organised by Branch Secretary Paul Green and presented by now-retired Norwich member Dave Tyson on behalf of the union. The long service certificates added up to 495 years of membership and loyalty to the union, with the newly retirees serving another 125 years between them. So 620 years altogether is quite an achievement.
Controversial plans for a 114-mile power line with pylons built on swathes of Norfolk and Suffolk countryside are being rushed and should be halted, a charity has said. An expert commissioned by countryside charity The Campaign to Protect Rural England said National Grid has overestimated how quickly it needs new infrastructure to get electricity from wind farms off the Norfolk coast to the southeast of the country. Report author Dr. Andy Tickle said power bosses should pause consultation over the Norwich to Tilbury pylon scheme to re-evaluate how much it would cost to carry the electricity under the sea rather than over land. But National Grid bosses are standing by their contentious proposals, which are opposed by MPs, councils and people living along the pylon's route. They said taking the cables offshore would cost more than £4 billion, while onshore would cost less than £1 billion. Dr. Tickle, an independent planning and campaign consultant with more than 40 years of experience, said offshore solutions could accommodate extra power flows at much lower costs than previously quoted by National Grid. He said the Norwich to Tilbury line should now be paused for review whilst need, timings and alternative solutions are investigated more thoroughly.
A pothole in a city street is getting bigger and bigger while organisations dispute who should pick up the bill to fill it in. It's the latest hole to open up in Elm Grove Lane in North Norwich, which has been hit with a string of subsidence issues. County Councillor Steve Morphew said Norfolk County Council and Anglian Water have been at loggerheads over who is responsible for the hole and urged them to get on with fixing it. "We would like to reassure the public that our partners at Anglian Water are confident the area remains safe. A team from Norfolk County Council or from our partners at Anglian Water will be visiting the site to carry out work shortly."
A new TV series fronted by Ainsley Harriott will see a whole host of celebrity chefs cook up a storm at a Norfolk estate. Ainsley's National Trust Cook-Off will air weekly on ITV1 and ITVX from Saturday, May the 18th, 2024. The series, which will run for 10 episodes, was filmed at three National Trust locations between July and August 2023. These are the Blickling Estate in Norfolk, Wimpole Estate in Cambridgeshire, and Tintsfield in Somerset. Three episodes were filmed in Norfolk, and each one sees two chefs produce a dish using an ingredient they find in the kitchen garden. The series will air at 11:40 a.m. on Saturdays, with the Blickling episodes on May 25th, June 22nd, and July 20th.